This is the New World Report. I'm John Batchelor with Professor Evan Ellis. Ecuador, Quito, spurred by rising violent crime and increased gang activity, writes Reuters. A growing number of Ecuadorians are learning to use guns in the hope of protecting themselves from crime. Dozens of people are training at the country's few shooting ranges. After President Lasso signed a decree allowing civilians to carry guns for self-defense after completing a strict approval process. Professor, Ecuador has trouble at the top. Lasso is not running for re-election. A man named Correa, who is condemned as a corrupt former president, however, is said to be very influential in the future. And now, guns on the street. Ecuador is fragile and now disintegrating. Is how to read this? Because I don't see a light here to look to.
Well, I think we're not disintegrating just yet, John, but Ecuador, which is a beautiful and formerly relatively safe and well-run country with a wonderful civic culture in which many gringos and others have gone to retire, is right now in a lot of trouble at the top, in the middle, and at the bottom. Part of that trouble from relatively small Ecuador sandwiched between two of South America's major cocoa-producing countries, Colombia to the north and Peru to the south. A lot of the Colombian cocaine began coming through Ecuador, facilitated by Mexican groups, the Sinaloa cartel and Jalisco Nueva Generacion. They started working with local gangs, one known as the Choneros and a breakaway faction known as the Lobos. And so some of the places where the drugs were moving, Guayaquil, the port city, as well as Esmeraldas near the Colombian border, have just become, major areas of struggle. And so Ecuador's homicide rate literally in just a year has almost doubled. And so a place that people are used to being safe on the streets has suddenly become, a zone of, murders and other type of crime. And so previous President Correa had actually signed a bill back in 2011, taking away the right of Ecuadorians to own and buy guns. Lasso, recognizing that people wanted security, basically signed a decree that gives them that right back. And so the fact that you have Ecuadorians looking to buy guns shows just the amount of fright as, we have this takeoff in drug-related violence. But as you also pointed out, Lasso himself has been caught up in a corruption scandal, and he was forced to essentially dissolve the government. So we're going to have new elections that could bring the leftist radicals, Rafael Correa's faction, back into power after the August 20 elections. Right now, Lasso, unfortunately, probably a pretty good center-right president, but who is never popular, is living out his last months of management amidst this sea of violence and other complications.
Final thought, we just have about a minute. Gabriel Boric, the new leader in Chile, is now said to be negotiating with private enterprises about his ambition to nationalize the lithium deposits of Chile. You have characterized Gabriel Boric as a young man who's trying to do how did you put it, Professor? He's trying to do the wrong thing the right way. He's hobbled by the rejection of his constitution, and now he's in some way beholden to the long-term contracts for private enterprise. Do we have expectation that Gabriel Boric is a man who can easily be persuaded to do the right thing for the right reasons? We have 30 seconds.
Well, for me, Chile is a nation of laws with a strong civic culture. And at the same time, Boric, although has some worrisome ideas about the role of government and environmentalism and things like that, also seems to be a principled person who's been willing to call out Latin American criminals and dictators like Maduro in Venezuela, among others. And so in the case of lithium, he said, okay, we want to nationalize the lithium sector. We're not going to go against the existing contracts. Now, for Abra Marley, the existing contract runs out in 2043. So, like the Constitution, where Boric said, hey, we want to change the Constitution, and but was forced to accept when the Chilean people voted that down and then voted in a right oriented group to administer this. So Boric is pursuing change, but is appearing to accept the limitations of the system to his desires to push that change through.
And that's a good start. Professor Evan Ellis.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor,